This is so uncomfortable for me to talk about, but not in the sense that I'm embarrassed, but I know there's so many people in my life that either make fun of me for this to this day or talk about me in a negative way to others behind my back. And I've learned to accept that because it served a purpose in my life. I am so excited to have you here. You're listening to the Mama Too Many podcast, hosted by me, Adrienne Reilly. I'm pouring myself a cup of coffee. Grab yourself one and let's dive right into this episode. So I used to be that hey girl. I was the girl sending people the hey girl messages when I worked with an MLM company. And yeah, I still get so much judgment for it. I know that there's a couple people in my life personally who have made fun of me in public settings to make other people laugh. And this hasn't happened on just one or two occasions. It's happened on multiple occasions. And so let me give you a backstory. I was 19. I had a 4-month-old baby. I was pregnant with our next one. I was working part-time waitressing and bartending, and I was in college full-time online. It was a handful, and I love my life. This isn't a story where I hated my life, I needed a change, did it. That's not what this story is. I love my life. I loved everything about it. The only thing I would change is that I was home with my son more, but still bringing in some sort of income. And so what I did is I decided to start with the MLM. I had already tried this product and been with the product for a really long time. And then I started to do, it's called coaching with that MLM. And so I'm sure there's some of you listening right now who have received the hey girl messages. And although it makes me cringe to this day, it makes me cringe that there's some people that I'm like, I am so sorry I send you those messages. Like, so sorry. But that being said, I've learned so much. I am no longer that girl that sent hey girl messages. If you receive a message from me, it's because I'm thinking about you, or you popped up on my feed and I was like, I want to say hi to her, because one, I haven't talked to her in a long time. Two, I've never talked to her. Or three, I probably missed your message and I wanted to like get right back into our conversation. Like, if I ever send you a message and I just know it's coming from a genuine place, and I don't even have anything to sell you right now, so it's not even like I have anything to sell. What I'm trying to get at is I'm not the hey girl anymore, but I used to be. And I know that a lot of people in my life, even though this was like almost 3 years ago, a lot of people in my life still make fun of me for it. And it, I have to say, even though it makes me cringe that I send messages like that, it was really the starting point for me blogging, podcasting, freelancing, freelance writing, social media management. It has been the gateway, for lack of better terms. It, at that moment in my life, was a little cringeworthy, but it was a gateway drug to everything else entrepreneur for me. And I'm not this big crazy star. I'm not this person who's making millions of dollars, but I've learned how to make money here and there, and how to get by, and how to invest in myself and do all these things. And it's been a lot of fun. If I didn't start with that, I never would have podcasted, I never would have started a blog, I never would have had the courage to do any of those things. And I also think that, you know, participating in that was also the gateway to getting people to, or getting myself to stop worrying what people are thinking about me, because it says so much more about them for the way that they react when I am posting the things I post, or if I'm sending a message in any way, shape, or form, or what they're saying behind my back. That says a lot more about their character than it ever does mine. That was the gateway for me to change the way I outlooked myself as a mother and on my confidence, to stop worrying about what everyone else thought of me. And it kind of opened me up to this new way of life, this new way of living my life on social media, outside of social media, and doing all of these things. So yes, I used to be that annoying girl that everyone was like, oh, she sent me the same message. It's changed my life. Has completely changed because I took an opportunity. I'm so glad I made those mistakes years ago instead of making them now, because now if I'm popping in your inbox, I want to talk to you. And it changed everything. So let me just say really quick, I'm not a part of an MLM, but I do want to say if you are a part of some sort of MLM or network marketing in some way, shape, or form, just know that go on Pinterest really quick, type in network marketing tips, tricks, tools, any of those things, and it will teach you how to set up proper systems, how to message people properly, how to set up posts properly, how to schedule your content accordingly. If you go to my blog, mamatoomany.ca/WHAM, stands for work at home mom, there is some posts in there on how to, you know, organize your content and how to freelance with different things. But when we're specifically talking about MLM, if you're going to do it right. That's all I have to say. You can definitely utilize these products. You can definitely be successful with them. Just don't do the same mistakes that most people are doing in sending those hey girl messages or those copy and paste messages. Just know better, do better. But I'm just saying, being with an MLM really changed my outlook on a lot of things and was the gateway for so many opportunities for me. That is honestly everything I have to say. I just thought it'd be really interesting to hear the difference in 2.5 years ago versus now. It's been quite a long time since I had, you know, been the hey girl, but it did serve a purpose in my life that I'm beyond grateful for. Remember, if you take a screenshot of this, put it on Instagram, your Instagram story, tag me at mamatoomany.ca. You'll be entered to win coffee at the end of the month. It's my favorite thing ever. It's just me saying thank you to you one step further for just supporting me and being so kind. So I'm going to pop off. If you have any opinions or want to have a conversation about this, definitely message me. And I just love the conversations that are sparked through the podcast. Hope you have a wonderful day.